Coordinators say that home heating costs are too high for many families already hurt by a changing economy. Gib Durkin of the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry says plant closings and cutbacks have taken their toll.
Rhinelander right now has about 1,200 fewer jobs that pay $20 an hour and have benefits than it had 10 years ago.
Durkin says the manufacturing jobs have been replaced by lower-paying jobs in the service industry, bringing him 440 families a month that are having problems paying for both food and fuel.
Our average family unit is really about $995 a month for a family of three to live on. And this is reality for the people in question, and now they're paying heavy heating bills.
In Wausau, the Neighbor's Place pantry has gone from serving 75 families a week to 260. Director Tom Rouse says many of them are senior citizens on fixed incomes who usually are too proud to accept charity.
Even when they really need it, they're the hardest ones to get to use food stamps. They're the hardest ones to get into a food pantry.
Other pantries are serving record numbers of children. Cheryl Hartle of Marshfield Super Socks says some families can't afford to pay their heating bills and also buy winter clothes for their kids.
And I always look at the kids. I can't imagine a worse thing than, you know, a child being in school and not having a decent coat or pants that fit.
Pantry workers are worried that with the end of the holiday season, they'll see a donations drop, even though the families they serve will still face a double whammy of low-paying jobs and high heating bills. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.